Maseches Megillah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Kara Sirugin. If the Megillah was read with interruptions, he didn't read the whole Megillah at once. Umitznamnein, or he was dozing off while he was reading the Megillah. Yotze. He is still Yotze as long as he reads the whole Megillah. Hayak Kosta. If the sofer was writing a Megillah, and he was copying it from an already written Megillah, and while he was copying it, he was reading the Megillah, Dorsha. Or if the Talmud Chacham was darshening the Megillah, and while he was darshening, he was reading each pasuk, Umagia. Or the sofer was fixing up an already written Megillah. Im kivein libo yotze. These people, if while they were reading the Megillah, they were machavim to be yotze, the mitzvah kriyas Megillah, then they are yotze, vim lav. If they did not have kavanah at the time to be yotze with their kriyas Megillah, lo yotze, then they are not yotze. Haitzak suva, the psalm. If the Megillah was written, the psalm, which is a type of ink, uva sikra, with the red ink, uva kumos, an ink made out of tree resin, uva kan kantum, a different type of ink made from copper salts, a nir, viala distra, or if it was written on paper, or on a parchment which was not properly tanned, lo yotze, then you are not yotze with the kriya of that Megillah. Achetek suva ashuris ala sefer uvadyo. Unless the Megillah was written in Lashna Kodesh on a proper parchment, uvadyo, with a proper black ink. Maseches Megillah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Ben Ir Shehalach Lekrach, somebody who lives in an open city, that went before Purim to a walled city, that the din is that people who lived in an open city called Arei HaPrazos read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar. And people that live in a walled city, they read the Megillah on the 15th. And he went to a walled city before Purim, or a Ben Krach Shehalach Leir, somebody who lived in a walled city, went to an open city. Im Asid Lachzor Lemkoma, Kore Kimkoma, the Imlav Kore Imad. If the Ben Ir, who went to a crop, he plans on returning to the era that is from before the morning of the 15th, then he is considered a Ben Ir, and therefore he has to read on the 14th, even though he is in the crop on the 14th day of Adar. And so too, a Ben crop that went to an Ir, and he plans on going back to the crop before the morning of the 14th. So therefore, he is considered like a Ben Krach, since he is not going to be in the ear on the morning of the 14th, and therefore, he reads the Megillah on the 15th, like all the other B'nai Krach. But, if the Ben Krach plans on being in the ear in the morning of the 14th, even if he plans on returning during that day, he is considered a Pruz Ben Yomo. He is considered a Ben Ir for that Purim. And Memela, he reads the Megillah on the 14th, like the rest of the B'nai Ir. And so too, a Ben Ir that went to a cross and plans on being there on the morning of the 15th, even if he plans on returning to the Ir on that day, he is considered a Ben Krach, and he reads the Megillah on the 15th with the people in the cross. Mehechan kore adam es haMegillah v'yotze ba idecho baso. How much of the Megillah is a person mechuyev to read on Purim in order to be yotze the chayiv of kriyas haMegillah? Rabbi Meir Omer Kula. Rabbi Meir says you must read the whole Megillah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Me'ish Yehudi, from the pasuk of Ish Yehudi Haya B'Shushan Habira. Rabbi Yosi Omer Me'achar Hadvar Me'ela, from the pasuk of Achar Hadvar Me'ela, Gidal HaMelech HaChashverosh, as Haman Ben Hamdasa HaAgagi.